Well, how are essential workers managing childcare during the lockdown if they don't have family members who can help? The government is funding home-based childcare for this group via three agencies, PAWS, Barnardo's and Homegrown Kids. These agencies are matching nannies and educators who are out of work with families who need them. How is it working? What checks are in place and how do families in need access help? We welcome Jo Lambert, General Manager, Barnardo's Early Learning, and the Managing Director of PAWS is Rahul Dosi. Morena, and welcome both of you.
Kia ora.
Morning.
Jo, do you want to start with how the system is working?
Yes, well, we've set up a dedicated email address for all inquiries that are coming through to us. So as you say, there's three service providers that have been asked by the Ministry to do this work. So we have our COVID-19 inquiries at barnardos.org.nz email address. People are emailing us with their details of how many children they have, their ages, their location, and then we are seeking to match those with our regulated workforce of educators. So these are people who would normally be providing services to families throughout New Zealand. Of course, they have empty space in their homes now because all the children that they're looking after have gone back to their families to be in their bubbles. And so we're seeking to match availability of space with our educators to families of essential workers and the children that need care so that they can go about their business and care for us.
How is it working with making that match? Is it variable around the country?
Yeah, well, it's a supply and demand issue. So it depends on whether we have educators in a close location to where a family might need our services. And also it's up to the educator as to whether they, the number of children that they want to take, because we're taking children, normally our services would only take children from 0 to 6, which is within early childhood education regulations. But of course, we're seeking to keep families together as much as possible. So we're opening up our service to 0 to 14-year-olds. So that's a different service that we're providing here. So it's about making sure that it's the right match, that the educators are comfortable, but also that the families are comfortable and the children are going to be in a home where they are happy and it works well for everybody, as opposed to having something that is a temporary solution which then falls over in a week or two and we're back to square one. So we want to make matches that really last and are good for everybody.
You've got 278 home-based educators around the country, not necessarily all of them available for work. Some will still already have a full schedule or may have family commitments themselves. But so far, how many have you been able to place into this new demand?
Well, we've had 300 inquiries coming through the email. We've got 35 educators available. We've been able to match up about 30 of those so far, and we're working on others. But we have got massive demand out there that we haven't been able to supply as yet.
Goodness, way more demand than able to
Absolutely.
Meet at the moment. And how does it work also, Jo, with things like self-isolation and bubbles, and we're trying to minimise the mixing of our bubbles? How is that working?
Yep, well, we're following and advising according to the Ministry of Health, public health guidelines, which is to minimise your bubble as much as possible. If you are entering into a bubble like this would be in this situation where an essential services child, worker's child would be entering into the educator's bubble, then you need to follow all the guidelines in terms of washing of hands and all of those kind of things. But it's about keeping the bubble small and ensuring that the bubble doesn't widen beyond that. So, and that's about parents and educators having confidence about the way that they manage their bubbles as well.
Yeah, I think that the Ministry of Education has actually okayed this, hasn't it? Has actually put out the sort of the protocols for how this would work.
Absolutely. So we've been working really closely with the Ministry of Education all the way through this. So they first contacted us on Tuesday, We set the service up within 24 hours and getting ourselves organised and then went live. And everything that we're doing is in line with what the ministry is asking us to do, basically. We're following their guidelines the whole of the way.
Thank you, Jojo Lambert of Barnardos Early Learning. Rahul Dosi, as we said, is with PAWS. And can I ask you about the demands you're finding and how you're going with matching, Rahul?
As Jo said, the demand is definitely huge. And so far, we have matched about 260 families and approximately 450 children already over the last few days. So that's a significant number. The teams are working really hard right across the country to cater to as many essential workers' needs that we're able to.
So, sorry, what is the gap between demand and what you can supply at the moment for you?
At the moment, we have been matching everything that is coming to us. And literally every few hours, we're getting our reports updated. So it's a massive task to collate all that as well. The focus for the teams at the moment is to continue matching as many inquiries as we're getting through.
So are you up to as many as 500 children, perhaps, or how many households in those 500?
About 260 households.
260, you said it earlier. Thank you. What is going to be the limit to this, do you think? What's happening with many of your staff and their normal schedule of work? Are there plenty more workers likely to become available or not?
Well, that's what every team across the regions are working together with, is standing up to pretty much an unprecedented scenario for all of us, where we all are doing our moral duties to the best of our abilities. So there's more and more educators ready to do what they're wanting to do in these circumstances.
Are some reluctant? Sorry, Rahul. Are some reluctant and preferring to stick to their own bubble right now, or are you, as you're indicating, perhaps more having a think about it and becoming available?
No, I don't think it's that much of an issue as with us. There are obviously some educators who've got their own health issues and own family commitments as well, which is perfectly understandable. So what we're doing at the moment is, as the demand ramps up, we send the messages out to our pool of educators, and it's an open pool, so people put their hands up and we start matching them.
What is the story with who pays when it comes to the essential services families?
I think the ruling is very clear on this one. Guidelines are very clear from the government that the ministry will be paying for the service that is being provided. But we haven't had any confirmation on that officially.
Right, so the expectation is the essential workers won't have to pay. We heard also from Homegrown Kids, the third provider, who said, its website says it has a shortage of educators in Auckland and Christchurch. Are these particular demand areas for each of you as well?
I think for us the demand is right across the country, because we have our networks all the way from Invercargill all the way up to Whangarei.
Right, and Joe, can you comment? Are those two areas particularly difficult to keep up with numbers?
Christchurch and Auckland, we've definitely got demand outstripping supply at the moment.
Thank you both very much for your time. Jo Lambert with Barnardos Early Learning and the Managing Director of PAWS, Rahul Dosi.